Well, hi again, everybody. Welcome back to On the Town with Suze and Doug. She again is Suze, and I am Doug. And we haven't been with you in a while because, unfortunately, Suze, you have a little bit of an arm injury, hand injury.
Yes, about 6 weeks ago, about six and a half weeks ago now, I slept in my shower before going to work, and I did break my wrist. I did have some surgery on it, but I'm on the mend now. So
yeah, we had a fun week taking care of that.
Yeah.
We want to thank a good doctor, Dr. Hand, believe it or not, operated on her hand here in Sarasota.
Yes, Dr. John Hand, and he
did a great job.
He's a terrific,
And you're on the mend? You look good?
I'm on the mend, so I'm doing my exercises. Yeah. I'm going to physical therapy.
Now, we have eaten out, but we haven't been able to do any reviews in a while because we ate at places we've been to before.
Absolutely.
Until tonight. And we went to a place that we tried to get into, about 3 months ago?
When it first opened three or four months ago.
Yes. And it was too crowded. We just couldn't get in. Yes. But tonight we did, and it's called Rocco's Tacos.
Rocco's Tacos, and it's very good. For myself, I had the beef tacos. Very good. There is a spice to the ground beef within the tacos, and some cilantro and some other spices, but very nice. And I had the black beans. You had the choice of refried beans with this platter and the Spanish rice.
Yeah, we both had the same.
Yes.
I just wanted to kind of try their ground beef tacos. That's what I usually have, but we've gone to other places, we reviewed Fuzzy's, and what was the other place?
Tijuana
Flats.
So
I wanted to try something similar, and we both tried that tonight, and I thought it was very good. It's called spicy ground beef here, so the beef in the taco, good, but a little more of a kick to it than the other places.
Absolutely. It had a little bit.
Not hot, but a little bit of an extra spice.
You can also get a red onion, a chopped red onion.
Right.
We
had that removed from Mars.
Yes.
It looked like cilantro in it.
Feta cheese, was it? Yeah, feta cheese.
And the rest was the ground. And it was a soft shell.
Soft shell.
My favorite is more the hard shell.
Me too.
Maybe we could have asked for it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not bad. But I like the hard shell better.
I'm with you. Definitely.
Yeah, we got the platter, which you get two tacos.
Yeah.
The yellow rice, which I thought was very good.
Very good.
Black beans, which I never had before.
Yeah.
I tried them, mixed it with the rice. It was okay. Yeah. I'm not a big black bean.
No.
Not that, prepared fine, but not my favorite.
Yeah, I'm with you. The beans, they didn't have much of a flavor or a taste to them, and not a huge fan.
In the future, if we come back, I would order the refried beans or something else.
Definitely.
But I thought it was good. We both had iced tea. I know you had your favorite.
The sweet tea, and it was very good. It was not overly sweet, but it had a nice flavor to it. And with the lemon, it was very nice.
Yeah, very well done. And we got free refills. They give you free refills there.
Yes.
So that was a good deal.
Definitely.
Then for dessert, we split a, what was it called?
Brownie sundae, and that was nice.
Excellent.
The vanilla ice cream, it did have peanuts on it. I'm not a huge peanut fan.
If you have a peanut allergy, you might want to just avoid those.
Absolutely. That might be, they did have churros and some other choice
sponge cake
for dessert.
We've had the brownie sundaes elsewhere.
Yeah.
So we decided to try that. We split that. And the ice cream was very good.
It tasted
like homemade ice cream.
It was really good. Yeah, the vanilla ice cream was very nice.
And then it came with little pie crust things. Not a churro, but like a pie crust with cinnamon on it.
That was very nice.
Two pieces of that. That was really good.
That was really good. Did that. Enjoyed that quite a bit. So it was kind of a nice little tasty ending to your meal, and the atmosphere there, it's very nice. The only thing we noticed, it's a bit loud inside.
A little bit, yeah. It's hard to hear. I had trouble hearing the waiter.
Yeah.
Ceilings are kind of high, and the sound tends to kind of bounce up and down.
Absolutely.
We were able to talk to each other, but it is a little hard to hear.
Absolutely. It's a little hard to hear.
If that matters.
Yeah.
It's a little difficult.
Little difficult. I guess the acoustics in there, it's a little bit challenging.
But yeah, like you said, nice atmosphere in there, well decorated. I don't know what you would call the style.
Spanish, definitely a Spanish type feel.
They had a bar. You could sit at a bar if you wanted. They had an outside section. You could sit outside if you want.
Yeah.
Covered outside.
Very nice. Yeah, and, very nice.
Service? What did you think of the service?
The waiter we had seemed very nice. Yeah. Friendly. It was very busy. It's definitely a popular place.
Yeah, we had about a 20-minute wait.
Yeah.
We came around, 6:30?
About 6:30. Yeah.
And it's the day before a holiday, as we
record
this.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we were actually going to go to a different place, which we couldn't get into tonight, but we'll review that at a future date.
Absolutely.
So we went to Rocco's, and we were able to get in on a short wait.
Yeah, so it was a nice, we were happy to get in and try it. It's something we've been wanting to do, and it was very nice.
Price-wise, reasonable. Our meal... with the two iced teas, the two entrees, and a split of dessert, under $50.
Under
$50. Before tip.
Yeah.
So that's reasonable.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
For two people. So that was very nice. And then, it was good service, we felt. Our meal.
And they have a huge menu.
Yes.
I mean, you could read that menu for a while.
Yes.
And a huge drink menu, too.
Yes.
If you like different kind of beer and... whatever types of margaritas and all that.
Absolutely.
A separate menu just for that.
Absolutely. So there was
if you like that, there's plenty of choices.
So you had plenty of choices, and it was nice to, see that there was a lot of different choices. Very nice menu, good-sized drink menu.
We should tell them where it is.
Oh, yes. We are, it was actually at the restaurants. Almost, it's like a little plaza over here.
Kind of like Restaurant Row.
Restaurant Row, right across from the UTC Mall.
Yep, right here in Sarasota.
Yeah.
And if someone's not familiar with Sarasota, it's off of I-75. It's the University Parkway exit.
Absolutely.
And you drive down this area.
Absolutely.
And it's, I guess they kind of recommend if you go on the app, if you have the app, or call ahead.
Absolutely.
We gave them our name, and they actually text you on your table.
Yeah.
So if you don't have the app, you can do that.
You can do that. And it seemed to have, while you're waiting for your table, there seemed to be plenty of room there. We sat at a nice table outside.
Right.
They do have a roof, like an awning type of roof awning, so you're not out in the direct sun. So for this time of year, that's very nice, too. Yeah.
All right, Sue, so we'll give them our reviews. I guess people probably can tell from what we've said, I'll say thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
And we recommend Rocco's Tacos.
Rocco's Tacos.
Plenty of taco places to go to.
Yeah.
And they all have a little kind of different style, but absolutely. I would recommend this place.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, we wish everyone a happy July 4th.
That's right. If you're watching this on the 4th, happy birthday, America. If you're watching it afterward, well, we hope you had a good one.
Okay, all right.
Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you again on the town.
Bye.